Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. On today's episode, you will hear a woman and I conversing regarding some behavioral boundary setting. You see, when we have an inability to feel our hunger and our fullness, we may have to create external or behavioral boundaries so that we can really help ourselves in determining how and when to eat. Now, I know this may go against some intuitive eating principles, but in my experience, there really are people that I've worked with that have had issues really determining their hunger and fullness patterns, whether that be from medications that they're on that inhibit their ability to do so, or it can be a lifelong pattern of denying hunger or denying fullness that dysregulates our physiology and our ability to really listen to ourselves. It takes a training then in order to be able to really do what we need to do in order to take care of ourselves. It's not because our body doesn't have the wisdom, but there are things that can impact or impede how and when and where and if we feel hunger and fullness. Take a listen. It's a little bit of a different episode, but it's important to really understand the mechanics behind the differences that we all have. If you love this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. I'd love to continue to help you overcome all that you had become. Thanks for listening. Any questions for me? Comments? Things I can help with?
Yes, I have a question.
Sure.
I'm on psychiatric medication, and it increases my appetite. And I want to know if you have a strategy for this. How do I prevent overeating? Can I stretch out my breakfast for 3 hours? Can I stretch out my lunch for 3 hours? How do I prevent myself from doubling my meals?
Great question. Would you mind me asking which medication of yours, does it increase your appetite or does it increase your desire to want to chew or eat? Because they're two different things.
It increases appetite. I take valproic acid. I take 1,500 milligrams. It's a mood stabilizer for bipolar. And I take an antipsychotic called Zyprexa. And that gives me a really big appetite. I take 7.5 milligrams of that.
Okay. So it's not going to matter. Okay, so let me help. It's not going to matter whether we stretch your meal out, because what those medications do is they inadvertently cause your brain to continue to get, because it's doing other things too, right, that are helping you in other ways, but it's inadvertently increasing your hunger signals. So it's not going to matter if we take your meal and stretch it out. What can help, and it has to be, you have to really work with this. What can help is you have to, one, make sure you're hydrated. A lot of times those medications definitively cause more hunger when someone is less hydrated. So that's one thing to really be mindful of.
May I add something else? I have chronic kidney disease, so I have to drink 3 liters of water per day. So
only
I'm fully hydrated.
Okay. Okay. So you have a specific fluid restriction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's forget that. Okay. But make sure you get that in. Because what we know happens, right, obviously when you're dehydrated, those medications are not working as effectively, you are going to be hungrier. You have a circumstance, though, that this enables you from, because your kidneys aren't working, taking in more fluid. So it's going to have to be, your shift and change is going to have to come behaviorally. It's going to come in the facet of eating that breakfast and not going back to that one place that you eat until it's lunchtime. Not allowing yourself to eat at other places in the house except one spot.
Right.
It's got to be behavioral, because you're going to have to draw a behavioral boundary, because your body's not able to draw its own boundary.
Yes.
When I look at hunger and fullness, our hunger and fullness is our boundary of like stop and start, a yes and a no. That's what hunger and fullness is. When we have to take a medication that disenables our body from giving us appropriate boundaries, we have to create them in our environment.
Right.
So do you currently have just like one place that you eat in your home?
Yes, I always eat at the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't eat any junk food. I eat all good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And is it okay to eat a lot of salads? I eat about 8 salads a day.
Do you really?
Yeah,
just to fill
really.
The hunger?
Yeah.
So this is where the behavioral piece comes in, right? Because we could say that you're switching to a healthy food, right? Which is a good thing to do. And I get that premise. The problem is in a month, 2 months, 3 months, when you're not able or you're tired of eating salad that many times a day and it moves to potato chips or something else, we've ingrained a behavior pattern of eating that many times a day.
I see.
So your eating is going, the boundary around eating is going to have to be tighter for you. So it's going to have to be timed, so to speak, like not timed how long it takes you to eat, but I eat at 8 o'clock, I eat at 12 o'clock, I eat at 5 o'clock. Guys, for anybody else on the call, this is probably the converse of what I'd be working with most clients around, but you really are a special case because I understand the meds that you're on. And they really do, for some people, make them feel hungry when they're really not. And right. So you have to really work with yourself behaviorally and environmentally. I would definitely put things around you at the dining room table that you like to do that don't have to do with food and that uses your hands. So right. As soon as you're done eating that meal, what you have on the plate and that boundary, and once that boundary is done, once you're done with that amount of food, you're going to pick up your Sudoku crossword puzzle, or you're going to sketch on a doodle pad.
Right.
You're going to have something else to do with your hands for a few minutes, and then you're going to transition away from the table.
I'm a musician, so I can play.
Great.
And some music, too.
Yeah. So you can put your, what do you play?
Guitar.
Great. So you can put your guitar next to somewhere at the table, so that when you're done eating, and only when you're done, so don't let yourself do it in the middle because it'll stretch your meal out.
Right?
So you eat, and then you move forward with something you'd like to do with your hands for a few minutes, and then you transition away from the table for the next 3 to 4 hours.
Right. And how long should each meal take? About 20 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, that's ideal. And again, it depends on how much you have and how quick you eat. But if you're alone, somewhere between 15 and 20 minutes, and then, you know, you have another 10 or 15 minutes where you can do something with your hands right there.
Right. What about snacks during the day? Is that permitted?
You can do snacks, but I would go back to this. So again, it's the boundary. Because your body's not going to give you those nice signals, unfortunately, and it's okay because that's where you're at, right?
Right.
But go ahead. You're going to have to then kind of time your snacks, put both of, you know, whatever you're going to have on the table, sit and eat your snack.
and then move away from the table and move on right. until the next time that you're right. supposed to.
Oh, you've been very helpful. I've got to create boundaries and I've got to stop myself. And that's all there is to it.
Yeah, if you need to use timers or certain signals or lighting a candle before you eat or putting on certain music when you begin eating, like certain things can begin to ignite a ritual around those boundaries mm-hmm. that can help you have an external start and stop, which is normally what our body provides is that internal start and stop, right? When we talk about hunger and fullness. So for right. you, we want to create a behavioral start and stop. We want to create an external start and stop, which can come from lighting a beautiful candle or putting on some nice music that you like, something that's mm-hmm. different in that area. And then when you're done and you move from that, go ahead and blow out the candle. Go ahead and turn off the music, whatever that is. So you've got that external boundary to that external start, stop and start.
Right. Good to know. Okay. So there's an internal boundary and an external boundary.
Right. Our internal boundary, you know, we were given the internal boundary, which is our hunger and our fullness. We're given that. But there are times in our lives, medications that we have to take, or if I've worked with many clients who've ignored their hunger and fullness signals for years, either overeaten with them or undereaten with them. And then they don't tell us as nicely, you know, then we have to, if we can't feel the internal, then we really have to search out an external.
Right.
And right. that's what you're going to have to do is for you right now in the season of the life that you're in, right? Season of your life. Mm-hmm. You have to, one, get really firm on your boundaries, and two, create those external boundaries and regulators that will help you during this time stay on track.
Yes, I understand.
Does that help?
It does a great deal.
Good.
Something for me to do.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You
I've
don't
got
have
my
to
word search puzzles. I can do those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah you're gonna need a lot of things around you, your guitar, your word search puzzles, even getting modeling clay. And, mm-hmm. you know, playing with the modeling clay, you can make, you know, pottery, things of that nature, all of that, excellent, excellent learning and right. really great to do right when you're done eating. It enables the brain to move forward from that.
Sounds good. Sounds like a great strategy.
Good.
Wow. I really appreciate you.
I appreciate you. And I know you're so very welcome. I know how hard it is. You know, many, many, many years ago, the first year that I was in private practice, I did some consulting work consulting work for an eating disorder unit that was located in a psychiatric hospital in Atlanta, Georgia. And I worked Wow. with many clients that were on many medications that increased their hunger. And I Right. got to learn from them how it felt, and therefore could use my mind to figure out how to help. Right. So I hope that these strategies can, you know, I know that they've worked in the past. I know that they've worked for many people in your situation, and I hope they help bring you some solace and some relief.
Thank you so, so much.
You're so very welcome. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.